On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Oh, join in, please. Be a part of this on a very busy Tuesday of grand final week. Questions without notice, anything that we've talked about, anything we may not have. 1-300-736-736. Alistair Clarkson's ruled himself out of the Carlton coaching job. A little quick question for you. Will we hear of Michael Voss being appointed today, Tim?
I don't think so. Not today, but we could very well hear a decision from Carlton today. I don't know whether or not Cookie's had enough time to just go through the fine print and the detail of all this, but okay. It could very well happen today or later in the week. I'm thinking Voss. You thinking Voss?
Yep, I'm thinking that way, but yes, I am.
That's okay. Hey, did you catch up with this story over the weekend? The NRL boss, Pete Vellante, took a helicopter ride over Brisbane and to the west of Brisbane, I think, and was astounded as to how many AFL grounds and fields he saw out there. That's led to, you know, this rush in some ways to expand the NRL competition and get two teams up there in Brisbane.
He's had some very aggressive things to say in support of his code, which we've quite enjoyed, but he's had to concede with the movement of the Melbourne Storm game to a 4 o'clock slot so that he could accommodate the competition that he thought was, he'd rather watch the Flintstones, was his quote, so he's good for the game. Damien Hardwick said that maybe a Chole needed a change. So he was asked about the two different players, Chole and Coleman Jones. So he said he needs a change. He's a friend of the family, but he's got a great four-year opportunity. Then he was asked about Coleman Jones, and he says, well, he's still a required player. So the talk is that he's going to North Melbourne. It's going to be the second fiddle and, you know, take over from Goldie. But I thought that was an interesting approach from Dimmer on the two different players.
Well, they still want him. Clearly, they still want him. That's the difference,
so,
isn't it?
So he's the preference there.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of the back half of the year, everyone was saying, oh, I wonder which one they'll take. So clearly they've got higher hopes for Coleman Jones. But then he cheekily asked for North Melbourne's number one pick. So the deal will get done. He'll get to North Melbourne. But I thought it was an interesting assessment of the two.
Dennis Cometti will call his last game of AFL football this weekend on Triple M. Has he been one of our greatest ever commentators this country has ever produced?
No doubt. In my mind.
Where do you have him?
Yeah.
Right up there with whom?
Right up there with Bruce at the very, very sharp end. Right up there, Wisp.
And
Bill Collins and all the great iconic sports callers.
Is one of his
broadcasters.
One of his best lines, I think it was Libber that went into a pack one night where he said that he went in optimistically and came out misty optically. Is that one of his best lines? Or have you got a better one?
No, he's got that many. But don't forget, he didn't just call footy. His Olympic calling of Kieran Perkins' race in the Olympics was just absolutely sublime. He did it all. He's just a superstar, Dennis. So I didn't realise that this was going to be his last call this weekend.
No, he announced it. I think he announced it yesterday on Basel's program over there in Perth. And one of the best blokes that you could ever share the commentary box with too.
Yep, indeed. I had that great experience for 5 years at the Channel 9 when we had it, and then in his later years at Triple M, we loved him coming in. He didn't really, he was not that interested in the rub as much.
No, he wouldn't have been.
He made sure he wasn't anywhere near the joint while the rub was going on, and then he'd wander in at 2 o'clock.
And, you know, like a lot of people talk about the preparation that he put into some of what he said, and he did, you know, and he acknowledges that. But then I'm pretty sure we've got the call again from the grand final, Boyd's, that goal there. Have a listen to this. There was no preparation that went into this. This was just pure calling.
Tom Boyd's got it. Tom Boyd goes long. How will it bounce? The stadium holds its breath. It's a goal. And the western suburbs erupt.
That is a great call. That is a great call of some action in the grand final.
There's nothing pre-planned about that.
Nothing pre-planned about that. That is just instinctive, great calling.
Yeah, we're going to miss him, no doubt about it. Hey, tell me this. So Clarko last night on AFL 360 says, I'm out. I said I wasn't going to coach this year. I need to take the year off. I need to find out whether the fire's still burning. I suspect it will be. It's in my DNA. So we expect him to be back in the coaching ranks after a year. Where will he bob up next year? Like, where will publicly Alistair Clarkson bob up next year, do you think?
He'll bob up. He'll be part of the push for the Tasmanian team. We'll be reading about commentary that he has around the game, ideas that he has to change the game and improve the game.
Assuming he doesn't get overseas, which is his stated aim and hope is to get overseas, but we don't know what that's going to look like. Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Would Hutchie talk to him?
I don't think he's going to be. I can't see him be a commentator. I doubt it. I don't know. I was just trying to think. I was thinking of it. Excuse me. I was thinking of it the other day, and I'm thinking, he's not just going to stay on the farm. Maybe he will. Give us your thoughts. I've got to take a news headlines whisper. We'll be back after this.
We're back, Gary. We're back.
No music. Clarko will do a lot of charity work. He does unbelievable amounts of stuff where he helps out communities with no one knows about. Some has been reported because he drags half his footy team up to build fences that have been, affected by bushfire, for instance. Like, he just stops training and says, come on, we're going up here. And so I've heard stories of, the people who are looking after the recovery efforts, and then he just, they're going, right, there's a line of people. So he goes, you're over there, but you're doing that. And the next bloke in the line's Alistair Clarkson. He's just looking at him. They go, what are you doing here? Well, I'm here to help. What do you mean you're here to help? Well, I want to help. So then they go, right, you want to do some fencing? Yep. Goes off and works, on the fences for 3 days and then comes back and is a footy coach.
Are you thinking about putting him to work down on your farm?
Well, he's got his own.
What's he building down there?
Magnificent property down there.
Was he building a wall or something at some stage?
Yeah, he's done all that.
He's finished has he?
I actually drove onto his property. I hope he's not listening. I drove on the other day just to see what he's up to. He's doing heaps of stuff.
Like what, heaps though? Give us a...
Oh, sheds and retaining walls and all sorts of stuff.
That'll keep him busy for 12 months.
Yeah. No, he's actually a very hard worker. Very hard worker indeed. Phil's from Bayswater. G'day, Phil.
G'day, boys. Great job padding out the last 2 weeks. It's been a super effort. Ken Hinckley, I'd be super nervous. So they torched the prelim this year. Next year they don't make the finals. Clarko's got roots into South Australia. To me, it's blatantly obvious. Don't worry about Vic. Kenny doesn't get it done. Clarko will be front and centre, and Kochi will be pushing that.
Wow, that's a big one. I hadn't thought about that, Phil. So I think there'd be a few coaches that might just... A little shudder might have gone up and down their spine last night when he said, no, have a year off. See what comes at the end of the year. Pete's in Essendon. G'day, Pete.
Good morning, Tim and Gary. Now, I don't want to put a down on it. I'm sure it's going to be a great grand final, but I'm just a little concerned about the 50 stand on the mark rule, especially being a grand final and tempers are high. And I hope the dummy handball doesn't make the man on the mark move and pay the 50 and all that kind of thing. I just hope it doesn't become a factor in the first grand final with a stand on the rule mark.
Yeah, fair enough too, Pete. I think we all share your hopes there. We've got some pretty experienced operators that are going to be in charge of this grand final. So they're always well up. We always walk away from grand finals and go, gee, I wish they could umpire like that every day. So they let stuff go a bit, whispers. You got to earn your free kicks in a grand final. This is unique, of course, though. Pete's point's well made. It's the first look at it in a grand final. So let's hope we don't get one that's a bit of a... It won't be a howler because you either pay it or you don't, but it'll be a reflection on what you think of the rule.
Bish has sent a text in saying that it was Vlandage flying over Sydney, the west of Sydney. I thought it was Brisbane that he was talking about, but I stand corrected if that's incorrect. Hey, I've been watching the 86 grand final up here between
Hawthorn
and...
Is it still going? What's it?
No, it's finished now.
You're watching that at 6 o'clock.
If I was giving some instruction to the goal umpires this week, and I don't know who they are... Bit more theatrical. Even back in 86, they were a little bit more animated, a little bit more demonstrative in their signalling.
Sense of the occasion.
I'd like them to just up the ante just a little
bit
for the occasion.
Pause a little longer.
Yeah, but this one, when the ball goes, you can see my hands going there when they went the...
out of bounds.
Yeah, the out of bounds. The little hand paddle.
I'd like a bit more pause. Dave Roden, is Dave Roden in the frame or not?
He's
going up, I know.
Chelsea
Roffey.
Yeah, possibly. And maybe a fainting... Yeah, we don't want any goal umpire to get cleaned up, but in the calico coat, maybe just for somebody to go down and stay down for a period of time. Clarko to the Tigers. The timing would be perfect coming off the text message. I'm not sure about that. Could he take off a – well, there could be a number of jobs available at the end of next season, a number of jobs available.
Hey, we've got number three tomorrow, three sleeps to go until the grand final. So give us your suggestions for the number three. Obviously, the number three, Chris Grant, today. I might see if he'll jump on the line tomorrow.
Well, why wouldn't he?
That'd be good. Well, I don't know. Given time commitments, hopefully he can.
Are we going to pick up the paper tomorrow and see a photo of you and Chris Grant together somewhere? Are you meeting at the stadium?
Don't talk about us, Tim. Yeah, I've told you that already today. We've been warned off.